Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. It's 2016, Greg. Is it possible?
It is.
Oh, my God. We still got Jeff coming in here, too.
January's almost over.
Happy January.
Let's get it on. You know, it's going to be 40 degrees this weekend. The snow's gone. Did you have a good holiday?
Life is good. Yeah.
Everything's good?
What I can remember.
I tell you right now, we got a good breakfast here this morning because I'm looking at it. I'm really hungry today. I am hungry today.
And, good job here.
2016 is going to be a great year for all of us, right?
Should be.
It's going to be. It's going to be a great year.
This is Good Morning Greater Jackson, by the way.
Oh, it is?
Starring Rick Walton today.
Yeah, right.
We have Gilbert's Chocolates, the Racing for Dollars group, Kiwanis Club, Jackson YMCA, Bigby Coffee.
We got it all.
On the docket today.
We're going to start off here
with
none other than Gilbert Chocolates. Is there anybody in this room that doesn't like Gilbert Chocolates or chocolates? Okay. Everybody likes it. I can tell some of you people like it more than others.
And love it.
You like chocolates too? Okay. Well, hopefully they brought chocolates for everybody today. So today we have with us Brian and Sally Kritschbaum. Did I say that correctly?
Pretty close,
okay. Maybe that eye's long, Kritschbaum or something, I'm not sure. But welcome, glad you're here.
Glad to be here.
So you got a lot of exciting things going on down at Gilbert Chocolates?
We do. It's always exciting being in the sweet, sweet business of chocolate.
Because, yeah, I bet it is. Was it a good holiday for you?
Was great holiday.
Was it? Great. So what's going on down there?
Well, last Monday night at the JAMA banquet, we were awarded, or our founder, John Gilbert, was awarded the Heritage Hall of Fame Award for manufacturing in Jackson. He joined a long list of other manufacturing luminaries here in the Jackson area, and we were pretty honored by that. It's kind of fitting, though. Jackson has been the home to Gilbert Chocolates for 116 years.
So John Gilbert, he started Gilbert Chocolates.
He did.
When did he die?
He died in 1961.
1961, and it started when?
He started the company here in Jackson in 1900. He started in 1893 in Findlay and decided to move to the city.
Wow. That was cool that JAMA decided to honor him because he is a manufacturer. You're manufacturing chocolates. That's pretty exciting.
It's about 25,000 pounds a year now.
25,000 pounds of chocolate. How much does the average person eat chocolate? Is there a statistic on that?
Well, I don't know, but I eat way too much.
Yeah. You don't look like it, I'll tell you that right now. You must work out at the Y or something. I tell you. So you got a lot of good things. With Valentine's Day is coming up here pretty soon. Is that your biggest part of the year?
Christmas is our biggest part. Biggest part of the year is Christmas time. We have tons of people coming in the store buying Christmas presents for their loved ones and friends and whatnot. But Valentine's Day is a very close second. So we're gearing up right now.
So what are you doing special for Valentine's Day, Sally?
Well, I'm going to talk about Valentine's Day for a few minutes.
Okay.
First of all, I thought I might tell everybody the story of Valentine's Day. I don't know if anybody has ever heard it, but legend has it that when Claudius was the governor of Rome, he was marauding Europe, and it came about that his soldiers finally decided they didn't want to go to Europe anymore and do marauding. So Claudius, in his wisdom, decided that it was because they were all getting married and they were having families and they just didn't want to leave. So he decided that he would just outlaw marriage and he canceled all engagements. Well, that brought up a priest named Valentine, and Valentine would secretly marry people so that they could still get married. And he eventually got caught and he went to prison and he was going to be martyred. But before he was, he converted the jailer, and the jailer had a daughter. And the daughter was born blind, but she received her sight while this jailer was taking care of Valentinus. And she fell madly in love with Valentinus, but she could not save him. So on February 14th, which was the day he was martyred, he wrote her a passionate love letter, and he signed it, "From your Valentine." That is why we celebrate Valentine's Day, in memory of this priest. In memory of a priest who honored love and marriage.
Wow.
Greg, is that a true story?
It was either Claudius or Rick Wilson.
That's what I wanted. You verified it now. Okay, I just wanted to make sure. We're going to Google that. Google that. Will you Google that? Get the educational community to Google that.
Sorry, Rick.
That's quite all right. That's what I did. I Googled it, and that's how I found the story.
Well, we believe you. So then where's chocolates come under it?
So chocolates is one way that we show our love for our loved ones. And so here at Gilbert Chocolates, I actually love Valentine's Day because you get to see mostly men coming in, and it's a demonstration of their love for their significant other, for their loved ones that they're buying chocolates, and they take great care. They pick out their chocolates in their box, and we have actually quite a variety of boxes. We have romantic boxes, which are in lace or they have bows on them. We have others that are kind of a throwback, a Victorian box with Cupids. And then we have others that are kind of fun, that, you know, parents might buy for their kids, or that grandmas might buy for their kids, for their grandkids or something, just to show that you love your loved ones. So it's a really fun holiday to work in the chocolate store, because everybody's happy and they're wanting to show their love for someone else.
That's great.
Also have people who do have traditions that come in. People will actually save their boxes. If they buy a really nice box from us, they'll save it and they'll bring it back each year for the sales associate to then use it for filling. And they'll have the sales associate sign it and date it so they can remember that they came in on that Valentine's Day and filled it for their loved one.
Have you got some of your old boxes, Donna? Because I got to imagine starting 1893 or whatever it was, or 1900. There was pretty different boxes back then.
There were. We have a lot of, they actually had them in tins, so we have several tins, and we do have several other boxes that are from years past that look nice, yeah.
Okay. Well, after Valentine's Day, then what happens then? I mean, spring comes. Is there anything special happens then in the chocolate industry?
Well, I'll have Brian tell you about that.
Okay. What a question.
Well, there's always time for chocolate. Spring's coming, and of course that means Easter, and we're starting to get ready for Easter as well. There's other things always going on at Gilbert Chocolates. One of the big things that we're thinking about and working on doing, it's right now waiting for some city approval, is to move back into downtown Jackson. And hopefully, we'll get the zoning permits done this week.
You're waiting for the approval by the city?
Yes, we are.
Breaking news.
Well, that's,
there you
that's
go.
Really. And is there a question? If there's a question, we'll get a bunch of people on that yeah, right now.
I don't think there's really a question. It's just policy and procedure. And so
politics, yeah.
What's that? So where are you moving downtown? Have you got a spot?
We have a building that we have our eye on. So if everything turns out okay, you know, works out the way we hope it to, maybe next year at this time we'll be having a grand opening.
It'd be strictly retail, is that right? Or
no, manufacturing and retail.
Really? Well, that'd be fantastic. I'm really, yeah, that's exciting. Isn't that exciting, everybody? Yeah.
Congratulations.
Well, I mean, I'm hoping it works out. Just hoping it works out. I think it's fantastic. More people can get downtown right now, it's the better.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it is.
We can eat our chocolate, go to the Y and work out. Then we can go down to one of the other places, local establishments here after that. So it's perfect. It's perfect.
The other thing we have going on right now is we're in the middle of a project with JA, and we're making candy bars, and the JA kids are going around to businesses and selling custom wrappers and custom bars, and we're manufacturing the candy bars for the JA company. So that's pretty exciting, too, getting the kids involved and helping out in the community.
That's great. Well, that's great. You know, I'm glad you guys are progressing well. You've been here how long now at Gilbert's?
Personally?
Yeah.
We're in our third year.
Yeah, great. We're glad you guys took it over and doing some really cool things here. So, you know, good luck to you. Good luck to you in February, and good luck to you in the spring and all that. And good luck on your move. We'll look forward to all that. So thank you, Brian and Sally.
Thank you. Gilbert's Chocolate. Coming downtown soon.
Absolutely.
Hey, we got a big one of Kiwanis's big fundraising projects is coming up, Racing for Dollars. Beth Philo here from the Kiwanis Club. Kiwanis member in good standing.
I hope so. Good morning. How are you?
Hi, Beth. How are you?
Good.
Racing for Dollars has really turned into a big project.
Racing for Dollars, this is our 10th year for doing Racing for Dollars. In the first 9 years, we have raised over $200,000 for St. Luke's Medical Clinic.
All right.
And over $150,000 for the four organizations who come together to put this big event on. First, I'd like to talk a little bit about those organizations that put the event on. St. Luke's Clinic started 17 years ago. They currently are open two mornings and two evenings each week. They annually have 6,000 to 9,000 encounters with clients. And they have an annual budget of anywhere from $110,000 to $150,000, depending on how good the year is and how many people need help. They serve clients who fall through the cracks. They either do not have any insurance, or they have the Obamacare insurance, but their deductibles are like $10,000, and they simply can't afford that. So they will see them if they need to be seen. Adam, Another Day, Another Memory is another one of our organizations that put this together. That is organized by Doug Beiswinger. It is an organization that gives grief support to families, children, adults who have lost young children in their families. And the Youth Advisory Committee for the Jackson Foundation is another organization, and I'm going to turn it over to Cindy Ballou to tell you a little bit about them.
Well, good morning, everybody. The Jackson Community Foundation Youth Advisory Committee is a group of young people within Jackson County. This year I have 30 youth, and they range from seventh grade up to high school seniors, and they're actually a grant-making committee. They have an endowment, and they are allowed to, they review grant proposals all throughout the school year, and they make some really tough decisions on how to spend money within Jackson County and how that money is going to impact youth. It's a great group of kids learning about leadership and philanthropy, and we also volunteer within the community. So if you ever need young people to volunteer, give me a call at the Community Foundation. And the Racing for Dollars program has been a huge support for us. The funds that we earn during that fundraiser go into our endowment, and they stay right here in Jackson for good forever.
That's true. All the money that we raise stays right here locally. Another organization that is part of our team is the Jackson County Rotary Foundation, and Lasha Picard's going to tell you a little bit about that.
Thank you, Beth. The Rotary Foundation is actually a partnership with the Rotary Club of Jackson, which is the Noon Club, as many of you know that know, and then the Breakfast Club, which is meeting right now as we speak at Steve's Ranch. Those two Rotary Clubs combine and have one foundation, which kind of amplifies the work that they do in the community. So we do work on our own as clubs, and then the foundation also provides us an opportunity to do kind of a boost it up and offer different kinds of service opportunities and funding for local projects. And we also provide services and supports here in Jackson County.
Thank you, Lasha. The last organization, of course, is our own Kiwanis Club, Downtown Jackson Kiwanis Club. And we'll tell you a little bit about it before we go to break. And then after break, we will talk about the event. Our Kiwanis Club, this year, we raised over $10,000 in our Shoes and Boots program in December. Thank you all for your help with that. It will help kids in Jackson schools areas who don't have shoes and boots. Another event we have coming up even before our Racing for Dollars is our Chili Golf Classic, and our own Bob Johnson is going to tell you a little bit more about that.
Thank you, everyone. And you're all welcome to Saturday. I'm not sure it's going to be any snow or not, but we're going to have an event for the 30th year of Chili Golf. And we do that every year, and we're slowly building that up. And last year we did over $6,000, and that all goes into our general fund. And we're aimed well at that right now. So we're still aiming for more people who would like to come in and join on that. You'd just give Kathy Veach a call and sign up with that Chili Golf at 474-5227. or Qantas at Qantas.org, and you can find out information on that. But that's an annual event that we do every year, and it gets a little bigger each year, and that raises quite a few funds.
Hey, Bob, did you start that?
Chili Golf is...
Bob, did you start that back in the... were you there 30 years ago doing that? Was that you? No, I'm really...
What's that?
Were you there 30
years ago? No, I wasn't there. Were you there 30 years ago? There
somewhere.
Are quite a
I
few. Could have
been. He could have been.
There's actually quite a few of them that have been there all 30 years. Wow. We love to run this and hope to have a lot of people. We normally have about 100 to 120 people come out and enjoy every bit of it. So, thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
Another thing that our Qantas Club is gearing up to do is our scholarships. We give four scholarships, $1,000 each, to area high school seniors. They have to be graduate from high school in Jackson County. They have to be planning to attend college in Jackson County. And the applications are due by March 25th so that we can give them their awards by the spring awards banquets. And so if you know of a high school senior, just go to www.jacksonkiwanis.com, click on the link, and you can download an application. So that's another thing that Kiwanis is doing. How are we doing on time, Greg?
Got a lot of it.
Perfect. All right, then let's get into Racing for Dollars.
Yeah, Racing for Dollars, about a month away.
It's about a month away. February 21st at Gene Davis Catering Center. $100 ticket gives you an opportunity to possibly win one of 10 top prizes, starting at $2,500, $1,000, $500, and then exciting things on beyond that. You get a catered meal at Gene Davis, lots of opportunity for silent auctions, live auctions. This year we have Polly's Food Market donated $3,000 in food vouchers. So we have a separate raffle going before the event for three opportunities to win $1,000 in free food from Polly's Foods. $20 for the ticket gives you three opportunities to win. And we've capped the number of tickets to be sold at 500. So if you don't need $1,000 in free food, these come in 10 $100 gift certificates. Be a great thing to be able to donate to a local nonprofit or a needy family in your school district or your neighborhood that you know could really use that. So know that I have tickets here. And you can also purchase tickets, get information on that through our www.racingfordollars.org website.
So how does that work, Beth? Is that's like a drawdown type event?
The event, we just, at the beginning of the event, we picked the top 10.
Okay.
So it's not a drawdown for the 250 tickets. We just picked the top 10 tickets, put them in an envelope, and they're on the board and not opened until later in the day. So what else do we want to say about it? The $100 is for two people to attend the event, yes. We will not have the Gator tractor this year because we're doing the Polly's raffle. We figured we've given enough tractors away. I think we've given a riding tractor away 8 of the last 9 years. So this year we're giving food away. We want to do a special thanks to our title sponsor is Doug Beiswinger and ERA Realty. They stepped up to the plate and really helped us out this year. We also have two pit stop sponsors, being Polly's Foods and Great Lakes Home Health. We appreciate their behind-the-scenes major support to make this a great success. We also want a special thanks to our live auction items. One of our live auction items is One Week Anywhere in the World by Doug Beiswinger. We have a king-size handmade quilt by the Tutwiler ladies in Mississippi, given to us by Dr. And Mrs. Jim O'Connor. We have a fishing trip with Jamie McGibbon. Thanks, Jamie, again. We have MIS June tickets. Thanks to MIS and Renee Marchant from the Rotary Club. And we have a landscape package by our own Five Leprechauns Construction Company. That's AKA Bob Johnson. We have 24 silent basket, silent auction baskets. And we want to thank all of the area businesses for helping us raise funds to better our community over the past 10 years. It's been an amazing ride, and we really are enjoying doing it.
Beth, if Jeff Montrager wants to join the Kiwanis Club, what should he do?
Jeff Montrager. Wow, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, he is.
Probably can't get in.
He joined the Rotary. Oh, then you need to consider Kiwanis. You know, we are looking for an MC for our event, and I'll bet if you were willing to be our MC, we really would consider your membership to Kiwanis.
He would be awesome.
Lions Club? Okay. Well, my husband's a member of the Spring Arbor Lions Club, and that didn't stop him. All right. Perfect. Perfect. All right.
There you
go. Good. Men and women are welcome in our Kiwanis Club, obviously. This is the 26th year that Kiwanis actually has allowed women to be a part of Kiwanis. So.
Bob Johnson wants to say something. The leprechaun over there. You look like a leprechaun, too. You know that, Bob?
What I was thinking while we were here as a leprechaun is anybody in here busy? If you're busy, raise your hand. We want you in our Kiwanis Club. We don't want people that aren't busy. So if you're plenty busy, we want you there because we get things done. And, you know, I wanted to say one word about us, Dylan. A little bit ago, is our piano player is 99 years old, and he drove himself to the club last Friday, played the piano, and drove back home. And his birthday is this coming Saturday. And then we have another one of our members that this coming Saturday is 94 in March, and he's going out downhill skiing out in Colorado on January 30th also. And they both are busy helping us with our club, so...
Guess I better join your club.
You want to live forever.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Wow.
You want to stick around a while.
You want come join us.
Yeah, we got the membership card, so I'll put that out there.
So we're definitely busy and just some wonderful people in our club, and we just have a great group. We have almost 90 in our group, and we're just nonstop workers. So we need you and want you, so come join us Friday at noon at the Cascades Manor House. You're welcome anytime.
Thank you.
And Beth, tickets again for Racing for Dollars available?
Tickets for Racing for Dollar. We have about 25 tickets left. Joe Wolf is the keeper of our tickets. So contact Joe Wolf or, again, go to www.racingfordollars.org. And get one of those remaining tickets and come have a really fun day. We also got real smart a couple years ago and contacted American One Credit Union, and they provide an ATM machine for us outside of Gene Davis's. So that has helped our bottom line as well.
Good idea.
So, yeah, we've had great, great community support for this event. And St. Luke's does an amazing job for our community. We don't realize how hard Dr. Jim O'Connor works to meet the needs of anyone in the community who needs help. He doesn't ask an awful lot of questions. He simply helps those who need it. And he has got so many community links in our own community with other doctors and imaging services and with U of M specialists. He can easily transfer his clients to specialists when the need is there and has them provide services for nothing or next to nothing. I think we really need to show appreciation to Dr. Jim O'Connor and all that he does for our community that most of us don't even realize.
He's a good man. There's no
thank
doubt.
You, Beth.
Yes. Good man.
Thank you. We're going to take a break for the news. We'll be back. There's actually more.
Yeah, we're going to start out with Beauty and the Beast.
More to this program coming up.
Stick around.